You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Welcome back to Nightlight, everybody. My name is Craig Bach, coming to you live from Radio Park in Racine, all the way over in World Headquarters / Christmas City, USA, because, Pete, wherever you go, the spirit of Christmas is always there.
That's very sweet of you. I agree. Mm-hmm. I try to bring that feeling all year long.
There you go. We are coming to you live on the Civic Media
Network. And I carry mistletoe with me, which is creepy. But
Well, that's for you and Dom to figure out, not me. Thank God I am in Racine.
It's Pete, you know?
HR. And so we're coming to you live on the Civic Media Network. Thank you so much for being here. We are in hour two of the grand show. If you want to be part of the conversation, you can always call or text 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Leave a comment on that live stream. We are currently streaming on Facebook, YouTube, and the platform. We still call Twitter. Still ahead, we got our Nightlight Movie Club Edition 2 with Guy Ritchie's The Gentleman, a very, very fun film we all watched. We'll be talking about it. It's history, our thoughts, the fact that it's very hard to pull clips from that movie without a bunch of bleeps, but that's beside the point. And then we wrap everything up with the nightcap, getting to know what each other learned throughout the program. So happy you're joining us. And, of course, drop a comment, leave us a text, download the free Civic Media app. You can call, text, or leave a voice message. You can listen anywhere around the world. You can get news, weather, and sports. It's all right there on the Civic Media app. Download it today because it's absolutely free. Without further ado, though, we must get to our contest keyword for this week. That is your chance to win a pair of tickets for the 2026 Milwaukee Film Festival starting April 16th, going all the way to the 30th. And I'm going to give you a keyword. You will text in that keyword and one lucky person will win a pair of tickets. So get yourself ready because here comes this hour's keyword of the day. The word is drama. D-R-A-M-A. Drama. Spelling counts. Capitalization does not. Text in the word drama for your chance to win a pair of tickets to go to this year's Milwaukee Film Festival. If you want to find out what is playing, simply go to mkefilm.org to see their newly released lineup. And good luck to you. You can take throughout the rest of the hour. You get one entry, but you can wait if you need to. But you have until the end of the show to text in that keyword, drama, D-R-A-M-A. Good luck, folks.
Good luck. Great festival, the Milwaukee Film
Festival. Yeah.
How do you go? I mean, it's envious that you live right there or close enough to it. Mm-hmm. I live 2.5 hours away from Milwaukee, but I absolutely love that film festival.
I don't go to it as much as I should, and this year I really want to go see Stop Making Sense in the theater because I told myself I wouldn't see it again until I saw it in the theater. And then every chance I had that when the 4K edition came out and it was playing everywhere, it was like actually released in the English say cinemas. Mm-hmm. I couldn't go. So hopefully I can go this year. I don't go as much as I would like to. Last time I went was to see my friend's film, which was actually the featured film of the entire festival, which was really, really exciting.
Oh, that is
and
cool.
It's called The Queen of My Dreams. Mm. Very, very good movie. Very interesting film. And I got to see my friend again after many years. But yeah, I'd love to go again. Maybe, you know, maybe we'll just show up and be like, hey, we're Civic Media. We gave away tickets. Let us in. And they're like, that doesn't mean anything to me.
You want to know something? I know you're joking. Mm. However, I went to a steakhouse here in Madison, which is fantastic. The Tornado
Which
Club.
One?
Tornado
Oh,
Club.
Yeah.
That is good.
Outstanding.
I couldn't get reservations.
Well, here's, you got to drop Civic Media, dude. So I go in there and I said, you know, my son and I would like to come in here Friday night and get a steak, whatever. She said, oh, we're booked up. She goes, I can put you on the waiting list. I said, Pete Schwabba. She goes, from Civic Media?
No.
Swear. She goes, we're big fans of Civic Media here. I go, that's fantastic. So I gave him a shout out in the air. They put me on the waiting list. She goes, I think we can squeeze you in. It was literally, I felt like Frank Sinatra for like 4 seconds of my life. It was fantastic.
It's that scene in Goodfellas where you're walking through the back way and then they're carrying a table around you.
Yes.
Like, now, what do you do again? I work in construction. Yeah,
the table we got was about the size of a quarter, but we made it work. So it was great.
That's and thank you to the Tornado Room for being so magnanimous and fans, and that's amazing.
It's
that's really, really cool.
Place. It's a really cool place.
I would just have people come up to me like, I like you on the radio, and then one lady poked me in the chest. There's like, I like you. I'm like, oh
limits and boundaries, lady.
Come man, on. It feels like this is what it must feel like to be a Motley Crue back in the 80s. So
Hey, I think we should reintroduce our question of the night, Dom, if you don't mind. What is the best advice you've ever gotten? Please share it with us. We are about to read your text. It's 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. What is the best advice you've ever received? And you can also text in your answer on the app, or if you're watching the radio on the stream, drop us a stream comment from YouTube, Facebook, or X Twitter. So we have good responses in that one, Greg.
Yeah, very good. And they were good, too. They weren't like, you know, like there were some jokes in there, and that's fine. Yeah. Be funny. I'm not against that. But like, I liked seeing that people put some real thought into it, and it was really, really nice. Pete, what about you? What's the best advice you ever got?
You know, this sounds like a cop out, but it's really not. I think if you receive one piece of advice your whole life, or follow one piece of advice, and this is 16 years of Catholic school, it's the golden rule. Treat others the way you want to be treated. And my parents have always told me that. And walk a mile in someone else's shoes. Have empathy. Yeah. Have compassion. I really believe that. And I don't always do it, but I do try to treat other people the way I'd like to be treated.
My Aunt Kathy on my Facebook page put those exact words, treat others the way you want to be treated. I mean, it seems like a pretty easy path to follow. You know, it's not very, you know. It's almost like some people who are in power should follow the same thing. But that's besides the point, isn't it?
What are you talking about there, Greg?
I don't know. Sorry, blacked out there. What happened now? We're talking about chocolate and yogurt? I forgot. Dom, are you always hungry? Because I feel like every time we mention food, you do this.
Ooh. This every time. Yeah, I'm always hungry, you know? Can always eat, especially cheese.
He's on a 3-week fast. He's trying to beat Bobby Sands.
Exactly. I can't wait for you to turn like 31 years old. That's going to be amazing. Your body just is like, no.
Dom with a punch.
Not another big arch.
Although we've learned that the metabolism doesn't go faster over time. It stays the same. Yeah, it doesn't matter.
For 40 years.
Yeah.
I'm waiting for one of us to be at a party or some kind of gathering where someone says, yeah, my metabolism's really slowed down in my 30s and 40s. And you'd be like, well, actually, sir, what you doing? Let me tell you how you're wrong.
Sorry to be the bearer of bad news, Hoss. Yeah. What about you, Greg?
Wait, did Dom say what it is?
Oh, did you answer Dom?
I have not
yet. I made fun of him for being hungry all the time.
Yes, but I do have one, and I wrote it down here because I got this from my mom a couple years ago, and she still says it to this day. Don't care about things that don't care about you. That can come over with jobs, relationships, pretty much everything in your life. Thank you, Mom.
Yeah, that's amazing. I heard someone say once, don't worry about a job that would replace you 15 minutes after you left.
Exactly. Like,
that's great. Yeah.
That's a great one, too. I've got a few, and two of them came from my dad from when I was young, and one came from a thought I had myself, and I tell people, but I try to keep this advice in my heart, too. First, my dad always said, be the kind of person everyone likes, because if someone doesn't like you, that means they're a jerk. I always liked that one. Mm-hmm. It's just be a nice person, basically. Yeah. And then the second place, he always told me, he goes, never trust someone who says, trust me, ever. Don't ever trust a person who says, trust me. And then the other the piece of advice, this actually came through like the oodles and oodles of therapy I've had in my life is, you know, people have a tendency to talk down to themselves, say really nasty things about themselves, whether they're saying them out loud as jokes or whether they're keeping them up here in the brain box. But I always say, you know, I thought of this as like, why would you allow yourself to say something about you that you wouldn't allow other people to say? So, like, why do you allow yourself to be so mean to yourself when you don't allow other people to do that? Why is that the difference? And that's something I always say. It's like, okay, maybe I should just be nicer to myself because other people are nice to me. So those are like the little ones I always try to keep in my head. But
those are great.
What do we got? What do we have on the text line, Dom? What have people been dropping as little nuggets of knowledge?
Yeah, quite a few. We have Chris in Madison. He said the best advice he's ever gotten is when his dad said, don't take any wooden nickels. So I guess, then, you know.
I want to meet the first person who took a wooden nickel and went, oh, what?
What a mistake that was.
We also have Aaron from Madison. Best advice I ever received was never name your dog a taxi in New York.
Wait, I think I know what Aaron that
was.
I think it was Zomers. Yeah.
We also
that'd be awesome.
We also have Brett from Brown Deer. Best advice he's ever gotten was to keep an open mind and never let anyone tell you what your opinion should be. He was 12 and had a huge impact in his life.
That's great.
To this day.
It wasn't advice. It wasn't advice, but my parents once told me, I remember they were talking to me, they said, look, you're 14, whatever, 13, 14, you think you know everything. And for some reason in my head, I was like, I don't know everything. So, okay. So I've always caught that idea of like, you know, I'm 48 now. I know that when I'm 50, I'll know more than I did at 48 and I'll use that hopefully for good. Like you get, as you get older, you know more, you gain more knowledge and more experience and more relationships. And I remember just at that age, never thinking, well, I know you don't, I'm an adult basically. No, you're not. You're barely in high school. Shut up, Greg. So that's just like, those are little nuggets. They're not advice. It's just things they said that always stuck in my brain.
Here are some good ones on social media. Mike Desitel says, be true to yourself. The only hole I would poke in that is, what if you're a jerk? Mike's not. He's a great guy. But Scott Tom says, count to four by saying 1,000, 2,000, 3,000, 4,000. Check your canopy above you. If your parachute is not opened, he was in the service. Pull your ripcord with your right hand. With your left hand, carefully release. Throw your reserve parachute in the proper direction to catch the air and below appropriately. I will never remember all that, but that's okay. I'm never jumping out of a plane, so I'm fine.
Welcome to specific advice on Nightlight. I jumped out of a plane. Someone else pulled the cord for me, so I was fine.
Oh, man. That's crazy.
On my Facebook page, Nick says, if you're embarrassed by something you did in the past, it means you've grown as a person. That's...
Love it.
That is an applicable statement for a lot of Americans nowadays. Joe McClear, good friend of Civic Media. I haven't talked to that guy in a long time. He says, basically, don't be an idiot. There you go. I like that one, too.
Advice,
that one. That's very, very good. Tim says, not everything is for you. Very important to remember. Yep. Very important to remember. And then finally, Avery says, you're going to die. Have fun until then.
Words to live by. That's a great one. Here's one. Sleep with one eye open, signed Pete's wife. I don't know what to make of that. You guys.
Wow, I don't even.
Good thing I'm in Madison, I guess, tonight.
It's great advice.
She'll be sleeping soundly at night, both eyes closed.
She'll be
splayed out in the bed like, it's mine tonight.
No kidding. She does that anyway. Amanda on the social media says, if you can't take care of yourself, how do you expect to take care of anyone else? Great, Amanda.
Yeah.
Kirby Pope says, be original. That's very, we could use more of that.
That was a very unoriginal piece of advice. I'm just kidding.
Stacey Sue says, well, if someone is being negative or being a narcissist, I say to them, that doesn't work for me. Okay. That's refuted.
I can't go for that. No. Whoa.
Right.
All right. Well, we'll be talking about this more. We'll be reading more of your text comments as well. If you want to drop something on the live stream as well, you can leave something on Facebook as well. Find us. Let us know what is the best advice you've ever gotten. When we come back, we are entering into another edition of the Nightlight Movie Club tonight, featuring Guy Ritchie's The Gentlemen. So don't go anywhere. Stick around. You're listening to Pete Schwab and Greg Bach here on Nightlight on the Civic Media Network. Stay tuned and stay close.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Welcome back. Ladies and gentlemen, it is night. Is that Parker's voice?
It may or may not be.
Okay.
Yeah. You mean the birthday boy, Parker?
It is the birthday boy.
Yeah. Welcome back to Nightlight, folks. It is time for our second Nightlight Movie Club. This is exciting, and it's great to have all of you here. Please be part of this. If you've seen The Gentleman, or if you want to comment on whatever we're saying, please feel free to call or text 855-752-4842 or let us know on the app or the stream as we discuss our movie tonight, The Gentleman. Compliments of Mr. Greg Bach, one of your favorite films, pal.
It's one of my favorite films of the past 10 years. It came out in 2020. I just watched this movie I don't think I watched it when it came out, but when I watched it after it was done, it was one of those movies where I said, do you guys want to watch it again? We can watch it again. It's a really good movie. I truly love this film. I'm not a Guy Ritchie fanatic by any stretch of the imagination. I can take some of his movies. I can leave some of his movies, the one he did recently with Jason Statham. I did not really enjoy because it felt like Jason Statham just could not be punched. Like, Jason Statham was just not punchable. Like, he could not be beaten. And when the good guy is not beaten, well, what's the point? Point is, We're talking about a totally different movie now. So The Gentlemen, yeah, came out in 2020 starring Matthew McConaughey. This is a banger of a cast here. Matthew McConaughey, Michelle Dockery, Charlie Hunnam, Jeremy Strong, Henry Golding, Tom Wu, and, oh, Hugh Grant, as well as, wait for it, Colin Farrell. And that's just, like, a few of the names.
Wow. Yeah, it's got an outstanding cast, and Guy Ritchie's one of those directors who works with, like a lot of great directors, works with a stable of actors that he calls on from picture to picture, and most of the actors in this film have worked with Ritchie before. I had not seen this film before, Greg, and I sat down a while. I watched it in two installments, which I don't like to do, but circumstances, and I really liked it. I thought it was, you know, the one thing you know you're going to get with Guy Ritchie is great pacing. Great dialogue, and it's usually a dude fest. Like it's Snatch or Lock, Stock, and Two Smoking Barrels. What was the movie with Jason Statham?
Let me go look that up really quick because I can't, because it was a bit of a longer title, and it was it had Hugh Grant in this one. Hugh Grant's in The Gentleman Who. So Hugh Grant to me. And Colin Farrell is kind of in the same way. So when Hugh Grant first came out in the 90s, at least in America, I was like, whatever. He's the awkward British man all the time. And then he got into some trouble. And then somewhere around like 10 years ago, he just decided to change. He played way different characters, played a lot of bad guys lately. In the past like 5 years, he's played a lot of antagonists. And he just absolutely kills it in so many of the movies he's in, especially this one. He's so slimy and just hard to handle, but that's what makes it great to watch him, because he's so good at just being a slime ball, essentially.
Right. The film, folks, if you haven't seen it, is Matthew McConaughey plays, I think Michael Cooper is his name. He's trying to sell his marijuana business in London, even though he's an American, and he's got this really elaborate marijuana farm or farms.
Yeah.
And he is trying to offload them to Jeremy Strong's character from Succession. And then Hugh Grant is trying to make a move. That was a little confusing at first. I had to follow that. Charlie Hunnam plays McConaughey's right-hand man. And then it's just one chaotic thing after another. And that's where the story grabs you. It's like one challenge after another, which is just great writing. That's what it should be for a protagonist. And it really grabbed me once Hugh Grant was, what was the scene, where he was at the house. You know, because it starts off with a flashback. It's kind of nonlinear, but it's fun. And you do root for Matthew McConaughey after you learn about his backstory. And you don't really hate any of the characters because they're all in the game, so to speak, of crime. You know, this guy wants to buy the business. These guys want to take it over. And then there's, like you mentioned, Colin Farrell's character with the boys that he oversees, and they all have these like plaid sweatsuits. That was bizarre and weird and fun. So, I dug it.
Yeah, I mean, so that movie that I was talking about, Operation Fortune, Ruse de Guerre, it was called. Oh. It was fine, but it just wasn't interesting because you realize at one point, you're like, Jason Statham can't lose. And if the good guy can't ever lose at any point in the movie, then why do I bother...
Right.
Caring. Like, there has to be stakes involved, and
totally.
That's what's great about this movie is that there's so much at stake. There's so many things. Like, I felt like anything could happen in this movie. There's one of these films where you're like, oh, what you'd like to see happen to these characters, you know, are, it's like the movie Layer Cake, where at the very end, like, all right, great. It's, oh no, tragedy. I just expected anything from this movie, which was great. And we're going to talk more about the film. If you guys have any thoughts, I see Tony on the live stream. We'll get to your live stream comments on the other side of the break. But we are talking about the movie The Gentleman, written and directed by Mr. Guy Ritchie on Nightlights Movie Club. Dom, really quick, before we get out of here, any quick thoughts about it?
I gotta say, I really like Matthew McConaughey. I love his voice, and man, that really, really, really stuck out to me. I don't know why, but I just love his voice in that, and it's really nice and quiet, and I like him being a main character. I think that's just one one of my favorites.
And to Greg, your point about... the stakes and all that. Actually, I can't say this. I'll spoil it. But you don't know who they're going to kill off, and it wouldn't surprise you if they killed off anybody because it's that kind of movie, and you'd be okay with that. You trust the writer. Yeah. You trust the director. A really fun film and a good choice. So hopefully we'll get some comments and we'll play some clips and have a lot of fun after the news, right?
Absolutely. We're going to be coming right back with this edition of the Nightlight Movie Club, starring The Gentleman by Guy Ritchie, right here on Nightlight with Pete Schwabe and Greg Bach. You can always get in touch, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Leave a comment on that live stream. We are on Facebook, YouTube, and the platform. We still call Twitter. Still plenty of programming ahead. Also, text in the word DRAMA, D-R-A-M, like Johnny Drama, for your chance to win two tickets to go to the Milwaukee Film Festival this year. Text those in now. Good luck. Stay tuned. Stay close. Welcome back to... There we go. Welcome back to Nightlight with Pete Schwabe and Greg Bach here on the Civic Media Network. We're coming to you live from Racine Radio Park and also at Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison. If you want to be part of the conversation, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Leave a comment on that live stream. We're currently streaming on Facebook, YouTube, and the platform. We're still calling Twitter right here in this house. We are in the Nightlight Movie Club right now talking about the 2019, not 2020, but the 2019 film, The Gentleman. Guy Ritchie wrote and directed, co-wrote and directed that film, starring a bevy of wonderful, wonderful actors. Yeah, let's take a look really quick at the live stream. Tony has got some stuff here. He said, I did my homework and watched it last night. It was great. Awesome, thank you, Tony. So much, Tony, for doing your homework. I didn't need to watch the movie, guys, because I recently watched it like 3 weeks ago.
Oh.
For my like probably 35th time. So I'm good. He did go on to say, very much a dude fest. My wife was not a fan. There is a scene in that movie that is quite disturbing. I mean, it doesn't play out, but still you're like, oh no, where is this going? And then, you know, right, whatever. He then also says, it was nice to see Charlie speak in his natural accent as opposed to an American biker. That's right. He was on Sons of Anarchy. And for the longest time, I always thought Charlie Hunnam was Chris Hemsworth.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I can see
every time
that.
I saw him. I was like, oh, he left Sons of Anarchy to do the Marvel movies. They're like, two different people. Are you sure?
That's awesome. Tony's officially in the club, the movie club.
Yes. Part of it. You're all in the Nightlight Movie Club, my friends. He also goes on to say, I want a Statham movie where he runs a grill. Nothing but steaks.
That sounds plausible.
Sure. But then you're going to have to accept, Tony, that he will own a grill. He'll create stakes. He'll make stakes, but then he will use those stakes as weapons when the bad guys finally find him, because he moved to a small community and met a nice lady, had a kid, but he can't get rid of his secrets. He can't run away from the life, even if you own a grill that makes stakes.
He's still kind of cool, though. You got to admit. Jason
Statham?
Yeah. When the role is right for him, it's great. Yeah. And when it's a good script. I mean, to me, everything begins and ends with the script. A director can't make a bad script a good movie. You can fake it and add cool bells and whistles, but you're not making that a great movie. You can't produce anything without a script, and actors maybe can do improv, but everything begins and ends with the script. Greg, I want to talk about what you said before about Hugh Grant. I'm kind of with you. I was never a fan, like Four Weddings and a Funeral, Hugh Grant, and where he's doing that sort of charming thing where he thinks he's stuttering and he's, oh, I'm so charming. And I truly wanted to give him a beating whenever I would see him act for like 10 years. I'm being serious.
Okay.
But you're right. He kind of transformed himself where he just started taking cool roles. He was really good in this. I was not expecting to like him as much as I did. If I can give you my weak link in the film, and you might disagree with this, Matthew McConaughey.
No.
Really?
I like him, but I don't. Yeah. It's a very nitpicky issue I had with The Sting, where Robert De Niro is the Chicago street hustler, and he's got these big California white teeth and blonde hair. McConaughey doesn't look gritty. You've got to work to make him look gritty. He did in True Detective. In the first season, he was fantastic, and he's a really good actor. He was fine, and he's a good actor. Yeah. I liked all the other characters better. I bought all the other characters, I should say, more than I bought McConaughey in this film.
I understand that. I think for me, the scene where he absolutely loses his mind in the bar, that I was sitting going, oh,
good scene.
That's Mad Matt. Like, he is upset right now. Like, I mean, that was interesting because agree. Like, I don't disagree with your thoughts on that one. I feel like when I'm watching that movie, I'm Charlie Hunnam's character for me was the best part. I love his character. I love the way he paces himself. I love the fact that he is almost always under control. I love that he always has a plan, and it comes from the point of view, like, and I think I identify with it because, you know, working in production for as long as I have, you are the person behind the people for so long, and your job is to make things work. And he wants to make things work for the Michael character, because I think not only does he, like, he likes working for him, but he really cares about this person. So the Ray character, which is Charlie's character, is just absolutely on task, on plan. And when something goes wrong, he does his absolute best to make sure it's fixed, tied up, a sweet bow with no bodies or blood left over.
Right. Here's another thing, like, to go back to Colin Farrell with those sweatsuits. And I love what Guy Ritchie did here. He's got these kids who are, like, you know, parkour skateboarder types. They go into this place to rip it off, the pot farm. And all of a sudden, these mafioso types come out, and there's like 15 of them. And you're like, oh, these kids are dead. And then they go to the next scene, and you realize, oh, those kids are badasses and wiped out the... And that's not really a spoiler alert. It happens in the middle of the movie. But they were great characters. And Colin Farrell was great. He was kind of a tough guy, but not really. He's very diplomatic, and really liked his character too.
I would say, like, those two characters are my favorite. I would love to see another movie with those characters working together for some reason. I don't really want a sequel to this movie. I don't think you need to make a sequel. Netflix made a show that was loosely based on the movie. I watched a few episodes. It wasn't connected. Like, I didn't see anybody from the movie and the TV show. I may have missed something, but it wasn't my jam. I was like, that's fine, whatever.
Yeah.
I do know that we have some clips that Dom has prepared, has worked hard, because this film is difficult to find clips.
Yes.
That you will not get you smacked by the FCC.
Yes, yes. And there's one, see, I know, Pete, you said you're not a big, or you like Matthew McConaughey in this, but not as much as you thought you would. Is that
He was
a,
fine.
He was
I
all
just,
right.
I thought, with a different actor, maybe that role would have been more interesting, but he's a really good actor.
Well, let's listen to this quote. There's one quote that I thought was really great in this movie.
Yeah,
I thought that was so good.
He could have been driving a Mercury, though, and said the same thing.
Yeah. It could be true. Yeah. Yeah.
Wow, here comes Peaches. Undercut.
Swing it. No, it's great.
I mean, I liked him because, like, he was, again, it was like the same. He was tame, but then when he wasn't, it was kind of terrifying, because that's the thing, is it's When the person who never gets angry, you run.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And he shows his power in a few parts of the film that are very, very totalitarian, very, very aggressive, very without any sort of honestly, it's just like he's ruthless.
Yeah.
But you don't see it until he has to be ruthless, which I think makes you even more scarier in the long run. So was there anything else, Dom, that you enjoyed about the movie that we thought coming through?
I mean, it was the same thing. I really like Colin Farrell. I loved Coach. I loved his role. And we actually have another clip where he's fighting these hooligans. So let's check this one out.
Okay.
Yeah. Got me.
You gotta love
that. That scene is awesome, and that is like a third of that actual scene. It is so funny because one of the things you notice when you're watching that, like the multiple times I've watched this film, is if you watch him talking, but you watch the people working at the counter behind him, they are loving every minute of this because they know and love him and they know what's going to happen. And he's controlling the situation from start to finish. And they're just like, let coach be coach. We'll get him a sandwich. It's fine.
This is just an interesting tidbit. By the way, this is the Nightlight Movie Club, our second ever, and it's great to have you guys. If you've seen The Gentlemen, please feel free to share your thoughts. As we are at the moment, there were two working titles for this, Greg. I don't know if you knew this. Mm-hmm. Tough Guys and Bush. Those are the two.
Oh.
Those are the two titles that Guy Ritchie was thinking about. I think he went with the right one, even though they're not always very gentlemanly.
Tough Guys definitely goes along that old school, like, snatch Guy Ritchie thing where you're like, am I going to be, do I have to put the subtitles on for this movie?
Right.
But you don't. It's fine. It's everyone speaks quite clearly. And I mean, this movie is just fantastic. And what I like about it too, it's modern. Like we could talk for days about all these classic movies. There's a lot of great classic movies out there that we could talk about. But I like the fact that there are still movies in the past 5-10 years that come out. You're like, this is a solid film. This is a movie where if we were hanging out, I'd say, hey, let's watch this movie because I stand by it so, so completely. So that's
not only that, but it's where they shot it in England and with the mm-hmm. wardrobe they chose. It almost could have been 50 years ago. Like it is kind of timeless, but it totally works. And you're right. It is very modern. Here's a interesting tidbit I found on IMDb Pro. Kate Beckinsale was supposed to be in the film, but she...
Was she supposed to play the Michelle Dockery role?
I would assume so. Because that was like Tony said, it is pretty much a dude film, but there was that role. I assume that's what she was going to play, and it's, you know, not a huge role, but, would have been.
She was
great, too.
Weren't Kate Beckinsale and Hugh Grant together? Didn't they date?
No, that was Elizabeth Hurley.
You're right. Yeah. Wrong person.
It was because when he got caught with that prostitute in Los Angeles, everyone was like, mm-hmm. wow, Elizabeth Hurley's your wife. Tough guy to please, you know? Like, what are people... That's not the mentality of someone who does that, but still.
Your friend Craig says something very interesting on the live stream here. He says, at one time I had heard Steven Seagal had something in his contracts about his character never getting beaten down by the baddies. I wonder if Jason Statham has something similar. He does.
Wow.
He does. And this came out during the Fast and Furious movies. The Rock... Jason Statham, and I believe Vin Diesel as well, there were point system, number system assigned to when they were getting hit. They couldn't be beaten. They couldn't get beaten down. And if Vin Diesel got hit 4 times, The Rock could only get hit 4 times. Like, it was this weird balance. And, yeah, Craig, that sucks the fun out of it. Like, if they have contracts where they're like, oh, you can't get beaten, then I don't care.
I'm
like,
the toughest.
Boo.
Steven Seagal is such a stain. That guy is just, there has not been one good thing said about him. He told a wardrobe person once he wants the size of his jeans to be like 34, even though he's, you know, like most older guys blimped up
even
a little bit.
Even though he's not.
Like, it's, come on, it's ridiculous. I do want to share my favorite clip from the film. And you're right, Dom, there is a lot of swearing in it, and Greg, but this is kind of a short clip. Can we just hear that, Dom, real quick?
Okay. What?
That was a surprise for Greg.
That was hilarious. Senior producer Tucker said something very interesting. Then we got to get out of here for the nightcap. Senior producer Tucker said this was Guy Ritchie's follow up to Aladdin. I forgot he directed the live action Aladdin.
Wow.
He also directed Swept Away, but we kept that one off the
Madonna. All right, folks, when we come back, we'll be slipping into the nightcap here, learning about the things we've learned, talking about the things we talk about here on Nightlight with Pete Schwabe and Greg Bach. Stay tuned. Stay close. You're listening to the Civic Media Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Welcome back to Nightlight with Pete Schwabe and Greg Bach here on the Civic Media Network. You are... coming to us live. We are coming to you live from both Radio Park in Racine and the world headquarters of Civic Media in Madison. Pete Schwabe, Dom Lee, I'm Greg Bach. Welcome to the nightcap.
And congratulations to your Wisconsin Badgers. Dave on the stream says, Bucky to the championship.
Yes. There you go.
The frozen tundra, whatever it's called. It's in Vegas. It has nothing to do with bad weather, which I found interesting. But congrats to the Badgers. That's fantastic.
There you go. That's awesome. We are wrapping up the show as we always do with the nightcap. Folks, if you want to be part of the conversation, drop some last minute advice. The best advice you ever gotten. That is our question of the night. 855-752-4842-855-75-CIVIC. Leave a comment on that live stream as well. You can always do that. We are on Facebook, YouTube, and the platform we still call Twitter. Do not forget, you still have a few minutes if you haven't. Text in the word DRAMA, D-R-A-M-A, for your chance to win two tickets to the 2026 Milwaukee Film Festival. If you want to find out about their newly released lineup, go to mkefilm.org. Again, the word is DRAMA, D-R-A-M-A. Spelling counts. Capitalization does not. And good luck.
Good luck. Good luck. Great film festival. Should we jam through some texts here?
We got some more.
Dom, what else we have? We got some more on the text line here. We have Barb from Waukesha says, when in doubt, trust your instinct. It doesn't lie. That is very true, Barb.
That is advice I was never able to get around. I'm always like, I don't know, guys. What do you think?
We also have Todd or Billy, which I'm a little confused on that, but everything happens for a reason. Sometimes that reason is that you're stupid and you make bad decisions.
Well, that's not wrong. I mean, there's nothing incorrect about that statement whatsoever.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. Dom, do the one from the Steve Martin one. That's a great one.
Someone from WMDX says, I think Steve Martin said, don't judge a person until you walk a mile in their shoes. Then it is okay because you are a mile away and have their shoes.
We got a couple more here on the text line I think we missed earlier. Did you do Brett or Tyler, too, said, all work and no play makes Jack a dull boy. All work and no play makes Jack a dull boy. All work and no play makes Jack a dull boy.
I see what they did there.
All work and blah, blah, blah. Man. And then 608 says, in France, cheese, apples, and red wine are traditional foods, going back to our three big stories.
I mean, in Wisconsin, those are traditional foods, too. They're not good for you.
Correct. Well said.
I forgot one piece of advice on Facebook, on my Facebook page, written to me by my good buddy Anna. She said, toothpaste is no good in your butt.
Wow. Thank God that was the question of the night, because no sooner would I have been out the door tonight and I would have been shoving some Crest up there. Daniel Wheeler on Facebook says, don't plant your life and expect the ground to stay. Great one, Daniel. Love that.
Say that again.
Don't plant your life and expect the ground to stay. That's Danny Wheels.
That's amazing.
Yeah, that's a great one. By the way, his film called Craig's Film, Daniel Needs to Leave, will be at the Wisconsin Film Festival, I believe, screening on Saturday. And Daniel Wheeler is the star of that, and he's been a great guest on the show as well. Great guy. Teresa,
if anyone wants to hire me for their movies, I'm here too. So
We'll talk. Signing bonus. Teresa says, believe none of what you hear and only half of what you see. I actually love that quote. I've always liked that. Mm. Vince says, when you fly to a gig, always dress like you're about to go on stage. There's going to be a time when everything goes wrong and you finally get to the club and you'll have to go directly on stage. He says, happened twice to him.
Oh,
that is great advice. That's
luckily easy. I wear jeans and a t-shirt on stage. So my Aunt Kathy gave us something. I read that, treat others as you would be treated. And then my baby cousin Kaylee, her grandniece, said, you become like the people you surround yourself with.
Oh, that's
she
good.
Is a youngster, too. She's like 23, 24 years old, okay?
That's impressive. Really good. Yeah,
that's impressive advice. My family is so smart. What happened to me?
Sean on social media says, by way of the jerk, I learned the difference between blank and Shinola at 5 years
old.
I love that phrase so much. Yeah. Tim Joyce says, when in doubt, be kind. Rachel says, not everyone wishes you well. Okay. Tony Zimmerman. Boy, Tony's on the Facebook and the stream. He's all over the place tonight. I love it. He says, don't stress over things you can't control. My sometime writing partner and former writing partner and my writing partner says, listen to the audience. They'll tell you what works for you. Do you agree with that, Greg?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. Read the room. It's essentially
they
reading
don't
the
lie.
Room.
Mm-hmm. That's a great.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. We have one more piece of text message advice from Monica there, Dom.
Yes. Monica from Mount Horeb says, worst advice I ever got was to be myself. Turns out I'm not a great person, so that was horrible advice.
Come on.
That's not true.
She's a great listener. We just got a couple more here on social media. Joe says, honestly, I can't even pick a favorite line, so I'll just say the entirety of Everybody's Free to Wear Sunscreen by Baz Luhrmann. Matt says, why take a chance? Slap one on. I don't know that one, but thank you, Matt.
That advice was so weird, it stopped the music.
Tim Baker says, tune into Nightlight with Pete Schwab and Greg Bach. Love that one. Thank you, Tim.
Wonderful.
Rob Martin, marriage is about two things, transparency and intention. Very good.
There you go.
Outstanding.
What did you learn tonight, Pete?
Oh, wow. The data centers, the jury is still out. We'll see how many jobs they actually bring, but I'm very curious about this.
I don't think they will bring as many jobs.
I don't either. 50 for something that's 18,000 square feet? I know.
That's not a lot of jobs.
No, it's not. What did you learn, Greg?
I learned that if you want to know more about your community, you got to go to those meetings that matter. Talk to the leaders who vote on your city council, county supervisor, those type of things. When we're talking about data centers and things of that nature, you vote for them, you pay them, they work for you. So they shouldn't be signing NDAs to big billionaire companies. They should be working for you every day. That's what I learned. Dom, really quick.
Really quick. Monica, worst advice I ever got was to be myself. I'm going to take that advice. So
thanks a lot.
Okay, there you go. Monica. All right. Well, wonderful. Well, on behalf of Pete, I want to say thank you to Dom, to Tucker, Engineering Traffic, for all the work you do. Our microphones work because you are all awesome. Thank you to everyone who called, texted, everyone who left a comment on the live stream. Thank you so much for doing that. Without you, there is no us. Thank you to Tom Kircher from Wisconsin Watch. Thank you for being our guest. You can find all of this information in our show notes by going to civicmedia.us/shows and download episodes whenever you like. But for now, we're going to get on out of here. We'll be back tomorrow at the same time. Pete, say goodnight to the people.
Good night, Wisconsin.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.